But first, if there's one thing you know about Donovan, it's that Donnie loves the NBA.
Yes, Dan, and I love Inside the NBA, the TNT studio show that's the best in the business, and they've been in the...
Any sport.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, any
best
sport.
Best in any sport.
And now you see...
Everyone else is just trying to create what they have going, and then they don't come close.
Exactly. So there's a four-part documentary called Inside the Story. And
where?
Basically, it's on TNT.
Okay.
And they've... showed it the last four nights. Last night was the last episode after the All-Star game, and it focused mainly on Shaq. So they've been focusing on one member of each of the crew each night. The first one was EJ, the second one was Kenny Smith, the third one was Charles Barkley, and then this last one is Shaq. And it's the order in which they came on Inside the NBA. Ernie was first, then Kenny, then Charles, then Shaq. I want to focus on the third part, and that's Charles Barkley. Because I do feel that he's the wild card, and he's the one. He wasn't on the coverage last night. I think his daughter was getting married this past weekend, so he wasn't on any of the All-Star coverage, and I think it showed. When he's not there, he is thoroughly missed. And just his story about coming to Inside the NBA and how he kind of revolutionized the studio show and all of these sports, and it's fascinating. It kind of split his episode between him and Craig Sager.
Yeah, I can't remember it without Chuck.
Yeah, at first it was just Ernie. Well, Ernie wasn't the first host. They kind of rotated hosts, and I think they consider Fred Hickman the original host of Inside the NBA on TNT. And Ernie Johnson came aboard, and then they would have players come into studio as far as, you know, during the season or when they're out of the playoffs and things like that. And Kenny Smith was a regular on that, and he was so good that they said, hey, why don't you join in? And then when Barkley, he retired, because his last game, as a matter of fact, was in Philadelphia when he was a member of the Rockets, and he tore the quad muscle or whatever. And in his press conference, when he was, you know, obviously that was it, he said, well, I guess I won't be having sex tonight after that injury. And, you know, everyone loved Chuck, and he said whatever what was on his mind. And when he retired, he was going to go to NBC. And I would have loved to have seen how that would have gone as far as NBC, because, as you know, Dan, every show on there is just straight laced. It's just all about sports, all about highlights, and that's not what he's about. And
yeah,
I wonder if that would have lasted.
Yeah, you wonder if the TNT cable loose format allowing them to just, you know, find what is now the template. You know,
yeah, they would have tried.
The template before was more straightforward,
right? They would have tried to rein him in, and you knew he wouldn't have liked that. So I don't know if that marriage would have,
or could, you know, their Ernie have played off him as well?
Sure,
or
sure.
Whatever.
So
Kenny loves busting balls, but you're right; it does kind of revolve around Chuck, because it was great before they added Shaq.
Yes,
it was
really,
great
really
when
great.
They try out Magic Johnson or whoever, you know, Matt and. To their credit, they realize, boy, Magic sucks.
Has nothing.
Let's move on, and Shaq has fit in quite.
Yes, he's the star of that studio show, and he had a verbal agreement with NBC when he retired, but he, I think, had a deal with his agent or something, and his agent just said, why don't you just talk to the guys at Turner Sports? And he said, okay, I'll sit down and talk to him. And once that happened, he immediately went to TNT. He said he really hesitated to back out of NBC because Ebersol, they are really good friends. And he's
and
the
I wonder
one,
if they're offering more money, too.
I would think so. And he said he was the one that said, dude, you have a future in this. You need to try this out, and then we'll give you the shot. So he was a little nervous about saying, hey, I'm going to TNT.
Yeah.
And his very first studio show was with Peter Vesey. And he and Peter Vesey, they didn't get along as far as when he was in his playing days. So they had a couple of clips about that. And, man, he was on Peter Vesey's ass from show number one. His very
so with
first
NBC,
one.
Right?
Yeah, TNT.
TNT had Peter Vesey? Okay.
Right. And his very first studio show was Halloween night. I think it was 2020. So they started just talking about how Charles will cut an edge, will say pretty much anything. I think you really love this bit. This is my favorite bit that he does. And it's right when basically they added Shaq, because Shaq was the fuel to his fire. And this is when he talked about the lovely ladies of San Antonio.
Comes in and says,
"Can I vent a little bit?
Why not?"
And you're like, "All right, I don't know where this is going, but it, again, 9 times out of 10, it's great TV."
You know what? I hope people know I'm just joking.
No, you ain't joking.
Don't try to back out of it now. No, I'm sad. There's some big old women down there now. No, I'm not joking about that. I mean, Victoria is a secret down there, but San Antonio is a great city.
Now, what do you mean it's a great city? You just killed everything about it.
I'll always defend the creativity and the autonomy of the show. You can't have moments of greatness without some things that might not be perfect.
Listen, I'm telling you, I think it's a great city. Mm-hmm. I think they got the best organization in the NBA, but they do have some big old women on there. I mean, come on now.
See what you do to him every time you go down.
I'm telling you, man. They be woofing them churros. None of those.
Is that Shaq?
That's Shaq, who can't contain himself. And when Shaq first got there, it was like the perfect playmate for Chuck, because Kenny tried to play it straight, but he would egg it on so much that it went undercover. And that's what he was great at. And Ernie was like the dad, like, come on, calm down. You can't say that.
That's a thing where Barkley, who he is, he can say that. Someone else can't.
Right. And I don't know.
Jalen Rose or somebody, I don't know, a guy on another studio show couldn't do something like that. Because first of all, yeah, the people around him would just be buttoned up like, oh, no, we're going to get in trouble now. And yeah,
they'd probably even cut or anything like that.
And,
now,
and sometimes Barkley, you wondered if he doing all bits? You know, when he would rag on Dirk for quite some time throughout his career, but changed with the title run, I believe.
I remember he was the only one that picked Dallas in 2011. He kept saying the Mavericks are going to win the championship.
Oh, yeah?
From the very beginning of the playoffs. He kept saying it, and it happened. So I think, you know, Chuck is always going to be Chuck. I think this is the one of the very first bits that when the people at TNT realizing what they were going to have in Charles, but not realizing what he was going to do. So this is all four of the guys sitting around a table eating breakfast and talking about one of Charles's early bits.
You broke the mold on these shows. You know, you made it okay for us to not just talk about the game itself. If the game was no good, you know, and you'd talk about something else, we always promote at the end of the show, coming up next on TNT.
Oh, the movie.
And the movie.
One Night Stand is next on the East Coast on TNT.
So we watch that? Wesley Snipes. You know, I don't want to make Mr. Turner mad. Go to bed on the East Coast.
And the Pretender on the West Coast.
Stay up on the West Coast.
That's a wrap for Inside.
And the actually, the guys upstairs in programming were like, you got to tell Charles to stop criticizing the movies that are about to come on TNT. Yeah. And so they gave you that word. And then the next night, we say, coming up next on TNT, it's this movie. And Charles says, I've been told that if I don't think a movie is any good or if it sucks, I'm not supposed to say anything, so I won't say anything.
That's one of the very first times the people upstairs were like, come on, man, don't say anything. And then they just kind of threw their hands up. Now, this last one, Dan, I didn't know anything about until this documentary. So Ernie handed Charles a story about PETA wanting the NBA to stop using leather basketballs, to go to a synthetic blend or whatever. And some colleges were using it. They wanted the NBA to do it. So Ernie shows Charles the story. Charles looks at it and says, that's interesting. Throws it out. Doesn't say another word about it. So when they're on the set, when they're about to go on halftime or after the game, it's Chuck will usually show up 30, 45 seconds before they go on camera and they do their thing. They don't rehearse anything. He's never in production meetings or anything. So he comes out after that story, which Ernie thought he just had it in his mind, didn't pay any attention to it, and this happens.
We welcome you to the AT&T Halftime Report. Charles eating on the go here, apparently. Got a nice little burger you got working there.
And this is why I love the show.
Is there a story?
You don't rehearse these segments.
This is a hamburger. It is great. You know, I saw that college basketball not going to use basketballs anymore.
Not going to use leather basketballs in the tournament. They're going to go to the synthetic basketball.
Why?
Which a lot of the conferences already use.
Don't you have something that you could give us some information about?
It's PETA, the for the ethical treatment of animals.
I hate them. Well, because let me tell y'all something.
See, they want the
animals.
They want the
are
NBA.
Only good to be eaten and tested. That's all animals are good for. And I just want y'all to know where I stand.
So they cut back to Ernie today, and he's just shaking his head laughing.
And so it's at moments like that when you feel like the pressure of 5 million sets of eyeballs watching the TV and saying, how are they going to get out of this? And so like any good host would do, I said, Kenny?
Got any thoughts on the first half of this game at all?
Well, I'm going to tell you, you know what, Charles?
We both were like, Charles, you can't be saying stuff like this no matter. You can't.
I'm just letting you know, hey, man, I'm going to eat burgers. I don't even consider a meal unless they got meat on it.
Saying something like that might have protesters outside our doors of the studio when we try to leave tonight.
And then Chuck said, we leaving at 2 a.m. Ain't nobody hanging out till then, which was true.
So am I the only person like hamburgers?
I'm the leader.
I see the little sign at McDonald's. Billions of people can't be wrong. I said, billions, sir.
And I'm sitting there and I'm saying, so when I get fired for being part of this show, where am I going to work?
This is a basketball halftime and pre and post game show, and Charles is eating a burger talking about PETA.
It's awesome.
Like, the dude, and you're right, he can say anything and nothing comes down on him. And I wonder, when did he just get the Teflon that everything he says, it's just Chuck, and no one says a word? And they don't do a thing about it. They don't call him in to say, hey, man, you can't say this. You can't do this, because they know it's just Chuck.
And it's
the reason they're the best.
A fun way almost that. I mean, even if you're into PETA or not killing animals, can't you just look at that and laugh and go, yeah, there are billions of people who buy McDonald's hamburgers. So
they can't be wrong, right? Billion served. No and one, he's chowing no one, down on the hamburger on set.
And no one was going to help him either. You could see him looking around. Billions, right? Am I wrong?
Kenny gets away with so much, and he eggs it on so much. Because do you hear that clip? He just says, so Chuck, what do you say about that? And he just knows when to wind him up.
And he doesn't take himself seriously.
No.
You know, he's ready to be the butt of the joke if that's the way it should go.
Episode 3 is about Charles. If you watch that one, if you want to watch any of them, because they all are an hour and a half long. They're long. But the one about Charles and how he doesn't take himself so seriously with all the bits that they do with him, you know, losing the weight. He was on the bike with a Twinkie in front of it trying to pedal to it.
I don't remember that.
Dude, it's that? So much.
I remember him racing Dick Bavetta, the
right.
really old referee.
They have a huge reference about that, and Bavetta kisses him right in the mouth after it was
done.
Did
Bavetta win?
No, Charles won. And Charles was trying to... He started running backwards because he had a lead, and then Charles busted his ass on the court trying to run backwards, and Bavetta fell also. Like, it's just so wild ass, but it's Chuck, and I love it. Love every second of it. He makes that show, and it's been 20 years since he's been on there, and it wouldn't be anywhere where it is without him. He's the best.
He is the best.
So right. I would recommend you watch. If I know you're not going to invest, what's for an hour and a half? That's 6 hours.
No one knows.
Yeah,
the scientists have been looking into that for years.
You're not going to invest 6 hours, but I highly recommend watching the one about Chuck.
How do you know I'm not going to invest 6 hours?
Because I know you. You lost all that weight. You lost
hours?
All that patience.
Yeah. What about 3 hours? I'd probably do three.
Okay.
All right. That's awesome, man. I will look that up, whatever that means. How do you look up something on TNT?
You look on TNT and look it up.
You can go to internet.
Internet search?
Yeah.
Internet. All right, so I don't think we all watched it, because Blake said he's never even seen the original. And I know Julie was too into the stars and drinking wine over the weekend to watch Coming to America.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Did you do it, Mino?
I want to revisit the first one before I see the second one. I might miss something.
So he answered a yes and no question with that.
Which means no.
So that means only myself and the great Donovan watched and are ready to give our exclusive take on the movie Coming to America next.